This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's take the train. It seems more and more of us are saying those words these days. A record 793,000 passengers hopped aboard Amtrak's three Michigan routes last year, and revenue grew to $27.8 million. And there are some changes coming down the track that should make the traveling faster and better for train passengers in Michigan. Tim Hefner is the rail director at the Michigan Department of Transportation. Welcome to the program, Tim.
Thank you.
What do you think was behind the record number of Amtrak riders in Michigan last year?
Well, I think it's basically more of an awareness of Amtrak service, intercity passenger rail, because of all the attention that's being paid to rail, a passenger rail across the country and in Michigan with the accelerated rail program and a lot of the improvements that are going on and will be going on.
Also, kids are slower to get their driver's licenses. So I know that looking at my own daughter's circle of friends, they were much slower than we were to A, get licenses, or B, own cars. So that does leave the train as a good option for getting around lower Michigan into Chicago.
Yes, that's a really key point, I think, because for people of my generation, our rite of passage was when we got our driver's license.
Yeah.
The younger folks of today, the rite of passage is really when they get that smart technology. It's not when they get their driver's license. And when they get that smart technology, they want to be able to use it. And the car isn't always the best place to do that. So travel options like the train and public transportation are more and more what they're leaning towards.
What is about to happen, Tim Hefner, in terms of working on the infrastructure here in Michigan?
Well, it's actually been going on for several years, but it kicked off in big time on the Kalamazoo to Dearborn portion about 3 or 4 weeks ago, where we started a major rehab project to upgrade the line for 110-mile-an-hour operations between Dearborn and Kalamazoo. Now, the piece west of there, from Kalamazoo to Porter, Indiana, is owned by Amtrak, and the state of Michigan has partnered with Amtrak to upgrade that line, and trains have been operating at 110 miles an hour along that corridor, that 80 miles of that 100-mile corridor, since February of 2012. So we're the only place outside of the Northeast Corridor between Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C., where train speeds are at 110 miles an hour today and have been at 110 miles an hour for over a year and a half now.
Another improvement that I think will make passengers happy is the fact Wi-Fi is coming.
Yep, we're pretty excited about that because, as we talked earlier, that there's an awful lot of people with smart technology today and want to be able to use that while they're traveling on Amtrak. And we entered into a contract with Amtrak to start fleeting all of the Michigan service with Wi-Fi.
And am I correct, this would put Michigan as the first Midwestern state to offer Wi-Fi on all Amtrak lines once this is all done?
Yes. Our sister states will be doing that quickly, and then there'll be Wi-Fi throughout the Midwest.
I'm speaking with Tim Hefner, who's director of Michigan's rail office. And, Tim, we hear talk that there are hopes to cut the Detroit-Chicago route time from, say, 6.5 hours down to 4.5 or maybe even 4 hours. How likely is this?
Well, I think it's highly likely. I mean, this is a big part of the work that was done on the Amtrak line between Kalamazoo and Porter, Indiana, and it's a lot of the work that we're doing between Kalamazoo and Dearborn. And then there's a big chunk between Porter, Indiana, and Chicago. It's only 40 miles, but it's a very slow, congested 40 miles.
Huh.
And Michigan is working with Illinois and Indiana and Amtrak and the Federal Railroad Administration to come up with a new alignment that would be dedicated for passenger trains to be able to traverse that corridor. So once we have those improvements done, the work that's been done on the Amtrak ownership and the work that's being done on the Michigan ownership, we hope to get the travel time down into that four-hour range between Chicago and Detroit.
Right now we've got Michigan's three train lines that connect the lower half of Michigan, but do you envision a day when train lines will extend to northern Michigan?
Well, there's a lot of people that would like to see that, and as part of the state rail plan that we completed about 18 months ago, we did pledge to take and look at that. We haven't kicked that off yet, but I think there's a chance that we'll be looking at that later this fiscal year.
Overall, can rail compete when someone could grab, let's say, a megabus to Chicago and maybe get a seat for $10 or $20?
there's an awful lot that goes into the travel decision, of price being one of them. It's the flexibility and reliability and security and safety. But the one thing that I can say right now today, that if you want to go between Kalamazoo and New Buffalo, if you take I-94, whether it's on a bus or in a car, or you take Amtrak, if you go into Google Earth, the travel time is the same.
Tim Hefner, Rail Director at the Michigan Department of Transportation. Tim, thanks so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.